Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Eric Turner of Jet Physical Therapy about staying active and preventing falls during winter. This is the second part of a two-part interview.
Are there any misconceptions or misperceptions that you come across with patients about staying active in the winter?
Yeah, I think that sometimes, depending on some different factors, some people confuse activity with exercise. Activity is good for some of our mobility, like housework, house cleaning activities, preparing a meal, just going up and down the stairs throughout your day for just normal daily activities. Those are good things to keep us mobile, but they're not the same thing as a sustained exercise program where you would go out and walk for, let's say, 20 or 30 minutes. There's definitely some extra benefits that people will get from doing something that's a sustained period of time in terms of cardiovascular benefits. In the same token, say someone's doing a strengthening program on a regular basis, they're going to develop more strength than someone that's just being active around the home. Now, someone that works construction and they're doing heavy lifting and carrying, pushing, pulling, you know, on a routine basis, that's a different story. That's a higher demands. But a lot of people think that they don't sit down very often during the day. They're staying active, and there's some nice benefits from that. But it's not the same level of benefit if they're more on a structured exercise program on a regular basis.
But would you say, is there benefits to the simple activities of cleaning your home or doing stuff like that? Would you say there's health benefits to that?
Yeah, most definitely. It keeps us flexible. It helps us kind of with our coordination and balance. If we're reaching over, making the bed, reaching down into hard to reach places, cleaning floors or getting up and down off the floor, there's definitely some benefits to that and can be valuable during the winter time. But if someone is doing those things on a yearly basis or throughout the year, but then they take away their structured program during the winter months, something that they would do outdoors, like walking, they're definitely going to lose a little bit of their fitness level. Or if they like going to the gym when it's warm outside as far as strengthening, but they can't take themselves to get out of bed in the morning, or they just don't like getting in and out during the colder months, they're going to, you know, lose a little bit of the strength level in comparison to what they would be doing on a regular basis if they were performing something structured.
What are some safety precautions that you would suggest people keep in mind when being active outdoors in the winter?
Right. Yep, great question. I think the biggest thing is just monitoring someone's risk of falling. A lot of people let their pride get in the way of using assistive devices such as a cane or a walker. So when, you know, we have some inclement weather and there's ice, snow, I think people need to use good judgment about when they need to use those devices if they do have maybe some unsteadiness and they're not real confident in their balance, or they have an extremity that's weaker because of some arthritis. Falling can cause some really severe health risks depending on how someone lands and what they injure. It can also create a lot of expense from a medical standpoint and missing work, those kind of things. So I think people need to recognize when they need to use assistive devices. Shoe wear is really important, making sure that shoes have some traction when they're going to be outdoors, whether that's for activity or running errands, or maybe they're going to go for a walk and they don't mind being outside when it's colder, that they do have proper shoe wears to prevent or reduce the risk of falling. And then people who do like to be active outdoors, exercise on a regular basis, dressing, you know, with appropriate layers and materials that don't build up the dampness if there's some sweating. I think those things are also important. But the real key is trying to reduce risk of falling.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Eric Turner of Jet Physical Therapy. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.